This is 88.5. I'm Leah Fleming. It is a busy day in Georgia. Politically speaking, the state legislature will officially begin the 2019 session, and Governor-elect Brian Kemp will be sworn into office, ending an 8-year tenure of Governor Nathan Deal. Joining us to break down all the day's events is GPB political reporter Stephen Fowler. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Leah.
All right, so walk us through the itinerary today. There's a lot going on.
So at 10 o'clock, two things are going to happen. For Brian Kemp, there's going to be a private prayer service where he and his family and close friends are going to kind of get in the headspace of the huge events of the day. Over at the state capitol, the state house and senate will gavel in. They'll have formalities of some things to do, you know, electing a speaker. It will be David Ralston again, doing the swearing in and some other things. And then once they get that out of the way, everyone's going to head over to McCamish Pavilion at Georgia Tech. So if you're driving today, avoid that area, pretty much all of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So McCamish Pavilion is where the inauguration and swearing in is going to happen. It's going to be a big thing of pomp and circumstance where Kemp, Lieutenant Governor-elect Jeff Duncan, and other statewide officials will be officially sworn in. Kemp is going to give his first speech as governor, and about 8,000 people are expected to fill up that arena.
All right. So Governor-elect Kemp, he's been touring around the state ahead of today's big inauguration. He has focused on places like Savannah and Augusta and Columbus, but he has not focused on Metro Atlanta. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, there's long been this theory of two Georgias, of Atlanta and Notlanta, as some people call it. So on the one hand, Kemp is visiting areas in the state that aren't going to be where the capital is. You know, the capital's in Atlanta, so other people throughout the state he wants to see and celebrate. These have been busy places and busy events where his supporters and people want to get a glimpse of them, because if you're in Valdosta or Blue Ridge, you may not drive down to Atlanta to watch the inauguration in person. Mm-hmm. But then the rural areas of Georgia and the areas outside of Atlanta were areas that Kemp won during the election. They're his supporters. He carried them stronger than President Trump has and other Republicans have.
Yeah, but he has talked, Kemp has talked about the fact that he does want to focus on the rest of the state.
And, you know, speaking to Atlanta, not getting left out, you know, he did meet with Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms a few weeks ago to talk about different priorities and ways that Metro Atlanta can be part of the equation. And both of them seem to come away with a positive reaction from that.
Mm. So some Democratic lawmakers, not so positive to and quick to embrace Kemp after a very contentious campaign. We spoke with Decatur Representative Renita Shannon, who boycotted Kemp's first major speech in Athens last month, the biennial. And she said that his comments on rounding up illegals, meaning human beings trying to come into the country, in his truck and a picture with a racist man in an anti-Islam shirt, all of that cannot be forgiven. Here is a piece of that.
How can you now try to be the governor of the entire state when you have targeted so many communities and then just expecting everything to go back to normal after, when now all of these communities have to live with the impact of what you have said while campaigning?
So is this an attitude that you think might continue going into Kemp's tenure?
Kemp will have to convince Republicans and Democrats alike that he's going to govern maybe in the style of a Nathan Deal or a Sonny Perdue, in a way that's more moderate and business-friendly and listening to all sides of the state. In interviewing Kemp post-election and pre-inauguration, he's acknowledged that he's got a long road ahead to, you know, make sure that everyone in the state, whether you're in Atlanta or Albany, that he is your governor and he's going to be listening to everyone. And so several different issues throughout the legislative session will certainly test that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So looking ahead to the legislative session, what are some of the priorities that lawmakers are going to focus on?
Well, one of the biggest that we've already seen is going to be voting machines and voting security and voting rights. Last week, the Secure, Accessible, Fair Elections Commission, which was created by Kemp when he was Secretary of State, held their final meeting and voted on recommendations for what they think the legislature should do. Now, their recommendations were for Georgia to move to something called a ballot marking device, which is a touchscreen like we normally use, but it uses paper, some sort of paper backup, to scan and count your vote. It's a step up from a security perspective. It's a step up from, you know, these machines we have now are 16 years old, but that commission had two Republican lawmakers and two Democratic lawmakers, mm-hmm. and there are several hundred more people that have to be convinced of what we should do and how we should do it. So that's going to take a lot of time. It's not going to be something on the first day of the session. They're going to gavel in and say, boom, we've got this solved.
Mm-hmm. But it's certainly the top priority, I would imagine.
It's got to be one of them, because incoming Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has said he wants a new system in place for the 2020 elections, which really, if you think about it, Leah, is right around the corner.
Stephen Fowler, you are our political reporter here at GPB. We thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we are going to bring you live coverage of the inauguration of Brian Kemp, and that gets underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon on 88.5 and also GPB TV. This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta.